Good morning, Paula. Welcome to the morning show, and welcome to our corner of the world.
Morning in Alaska. How I would love to be in your corner of the world. What is the weather like today?
It's not too shabby, but you just never know with the weather up here. It can kind of change with the blink of an eye.
Wow. Oh, I've never been. I would so love to see Alaska.
Oh, actually, that was one of the questions I wrote down for you. You've never made your way up here.
I never have. Oh, it's on the bucket list.
Okay.
Yeah, just from people's reactions that I hold, you know, near and dear, it's a life changer when they go there and they come back.
So, Paula, you are calling from Massachusetts. You're calling from your home. Are you aware of where we are in Alaska? We're on the Seward Peninsula and around the Seward Peninsula, most of the KNOM audience.
I'm here looking at a map of Alaska, and I'm trying to find the peninsula that you mentioned. Tell me the name of the... Oh, Seward, I see it.
That's it. Yep. Great. Well, thanks again for joining us. And if it's okay with you, we'll just dive right in with a question. This is from one of our listeners, Jackie in Nome, wanted to know, this is a very light question, but hopefully one you have an answer to. What is your favorite dish? Meaning, what is your favorite food or your favorite meal, just to get the ball rolling?
Oh, well, there's just nothing like my mother's pancakes. And my mother's still alive, and we have... My mother line goes back to Sweden, although I'm such a mutt and I've got a lot of different, my heritage is very mixed, but my mom's, all that's all from Sweden, and they make such gorgeous pancakes. So, like, when you just said that, for some reason, my mom's pancakes come to mind.
Nice.
And I really must get her recipe because she does something to them, and... she's still alive, and she's really one of my best friends. And although I spent a large portion of my youth like trying not to be like her and trying not to be with someone like my dad, I've come to the karmic conclusion that I am very much like my mother, and I very much love my dad and want to be someone who is like him. So,
you know, I did.
My mother's pancakes is kind of an apt answer.
I did read that. I think it was, I might be on your website, that you kind of came to this conclusion that indeed there are parts of you that are going to be like your mother, and you are in search of an individual that resembles your father in some ways. Do you think that it took a lifetime or your lifetime up until this point to kind of reach that conclusion? And if so, was there a point where you kind of knew, yeah, this is something that I'm okay with, I'm going to be okay with this instead of fighting it? Because I think this is something a lot of people wrestle with. It sounds like just human nature almost.
It's kind of pathetic that it took half a lifetime, but it did. And I had my daughter and went through some tough times with divorce and being a single mom, and realized how fortunate I was to have these amazing people in my life and how there and present they were for me and my daughter. So, oh, and how difficult it is to be a mom. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
So I have humbled, you know, renewed appreciation and love and fondness and friendship. I have an adult friendship with my parents. So, yes, this is a universal path. It's like Oedipus, right? We kill our Oedipus kills his father and marries his mother. Is that how it goes? This is the universal path for all people, that we try to break out into the world, forging our own path, and we symbolically kill our, you know, the same gendered parent, and we symbolically, I guess, try to marry the opposite. But I was so busy kind of rebelling, and I think it's because I was a good kid for so long. I mean, I was class president and a straight-A student and very earnest, hard worker, so I had this delayed rebellion that happened in my 20s when I was having my career. And in the 90s, I was just kind of living out loud and living my mistakes out loud, and it was music was my only safe haven for my anger, right? Because anger is an unpopular emotion, especially for females, I think. And I found myself at the end of that making some bad choices in my personal life. So there I was on the other end of those choices, a single mom, and trying to figure it out. And that's okay. That's my path, and that's what happened. And I guess I needed that time, and I needed those mistakes to be where I am now, which is, you know, I'm in midlife. And I'm in midlife, and I'm probably happier than ever and grateful. And I'm still making music. I feel like I'm making my art. I don't need to go chasing fame. I never was comfortable with that. I've been in this because I love music so much.
Speaking of fame, Paula, one of the songs that really brought you to center stage was called I Don't Want to Wait. Let's play that song now, and we'll come right back with you after this.